Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Welcome to the island, everybody. Well, this is Papaya 9, not news. I'm Neil. We got Jonas.
There we go.
Ooh, well done.
And, of course, on the ones and twos, we got our producer, Alan Santiago.
Woo woo.
There we go.
Woo woo. Indeed. We have some stories we want to talk to you. But first, you know, just take a seat.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. Take your floaties off.
Take your flippers off.
Right.
Take off your snooba.
Yeah.
Snorkel.
Yeah. Put your phone on silent.
Put the phone on silent.
Right.
Please.
That's super important.
We recommend you do that to enjoy this episode.
Absolutely.
We hope you're well. We hope you're feeling fresh.
Hope you had a great Valentine's.
Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. Yeah. What'd you get into, man? Valentine's Day.
Dude, you know what? I didn't do a damn thing. I did not do. What I did do was go out and look at other people on dates.
Oh, that's really creepy.
I know it's creepy. I know it's creepy. Okay. But there's something about seeing it. And, you know, this is a young city. Yeah. I like seeing young couples go out and do stuff. I like seeing guys try hard.
Right.
You know, everything about them, trying to do it right.
Okay.
And I just observe. I watch them. And it's very, very interesting.
Now, you understand you're a large person.
For sure.
People are going to see you trying to sneak.
Right.
You're just behind a pillar.
Well, I don't even sneak. I just tap them on the shoulder and let them know. I'm going to be watching right there.
Hey, you fucking up, dog.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the most egregious thing you saw? What was like what was the best thing that you saw?
Okay. I will say this. I went to a Starbucks and it was weird. I was sitting down and I was just watching a couple.
First of all, anyone that takes their Valentine to Starbucks does not give a fuck.
Well, they were about
them. Hey, baby, you want some medium roast?
Very lazy. Very, 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 very lazy.
I got you a Starbucks gift card.
Right. Right. No, it's not good. It's not good.
Okay, so you're at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You're watching.
Yeah, they're seating outdoors. And watch this guy and this girl. And they're looking at me. While I look at them.
Oh. Okay. So a little bit of they're giving you the old winky wink?
Yeah, they're giving them a little winky wink. She was really eyeing me really hard.
Oh.
She was eyeing me really hard.
Okay.
You know, and I was
that
looking
doesn't surprise me.
They were married, dog.
Wow.
They were married. So they were looking at me really hard and I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I think he wants to give her a really great Valentine's. And I was ready. I was ready, dog. And
you just got the heart shaped box with your dick in it.
Yes.
This one's cream filled. Well, I imagine the conversation's like, all right, honey, let's spice things up.
This year. For sure. For sure.
It's been 4 years of marriage. We need to
and it looked like it needed some spicing.
Wow.
You understand? Couple? Yeah, for sure.
Of course. Of course.
But you know what? There's nothing a little Haitian seasoning can't
fix.
You
understand? Okay, so. A little bit of that. What's that spice called? The it's like the
curry.
No, motherfucker. What's the?
I didn't know. There's curry powder. There's curry powder.
Oh, it's like Old Bay, isn't that what you Old Bay is seasoning?
Old Bay, no, not Old Bay. We like, you know, not Old Bay.
It's a little more.
It's a little more, you know, it's a little more spicy.
Yeah.
You know, a little more, you know.
I don't know the brand, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We don't know how to get any of it. Our parents just cook it. We don't know where they get it from.
Right.
They just get it.
The spices now that are, like, sold in boxes would just used to be individual spices.
Right.
That they would just throw together in the pot.
Do you know where your mom gets all her stuff from? Like,
you know, now, so I remember growing up, she would do it, like, analog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She would, like, get each spice, put it in, you know, nicely and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now she just gets the mix.
Right. Oh, like pre-mixed already?
Just pre-mixed. It's kind of like...
Really?
Damn. And you know what? I taste it. Not much of a difference. Not much of a difference.
Well, there's always this thing about, like, I don't know about your, but, like, with me, like, hate, like, if you ever see my mom cook where she gets her stuff from, like, I like to see where she gets it from.
Okay.
And it was always an adventure shopping with her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just where she got her stuff from. Like, we were born in New York. Like, we always had to go underground and get some.
Dang.
You understand? Yeah. Like, we always had to go underground. Like,
it's like an old Chinese man. Doesn't say a word to you. Just walks you down, like, a sewer passageway.
Walks you down. Well, one of them, I don't know. One of them looked at my mom and was like, we're going to hold him for ransom. I was like, what? What? Mom, what? Mom, you could get pepper at Walmart. You don't need this.
I was like, well, the relatives are coming in. So right. Go ahead. Take them.
The special stuff. So, I don't know. It's always like that. It's always something. Anyway, about this couple.
Yeah. But they need a little bit of that.
Yeah, they needed that.
They needed it, but they kind of wanted to hold you hostage. For different reasons.
They could have had me for free. Because nobody's paying for me. So they actually came up to me.
What?
They came up to me.
No.
We stared at each other for about 6 minutes back and forth.
Okay.
And they came up to me.
Wow.
And the wife, she speaks first. And she goes, hey, I just wanted you to know this is where you're sitting is where me and my husband first met. And we just wanted to know. Biggest blue balls ever. Biggest wow. blue balls in the world.
Wow.
Here I was expecting something special.
What were you expecting? A little bit of loving.
Just a little bit.
A little bit of love on Valentine's
now
Day.
Now, you tell me this whole time it was special for them? I don't ugh. But I did. I got up. I gave them the seat.
They were like, can you move?
Yes, they were. Yeah, she was like, she was dead serious. Like, yeah, like this is like we're 6 years in. We're trying to commemorate this, and we would just like if we would have this seat here. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And I try to pack up my laptop. She's like, leave that there. And I'm like, why? She's like, we met in college. I'm like, I don't have time for this. Give my laptop back.
This is ours now.
Right.
We're come taking on, your data. We're from Geek Squad, actually. Your shit. Dude, do you think that table just like attracts blue ball energy? So you were there that day. It's just like horniness. It like goes to that table.
I'm gonna be honest. I think I attract blue ball energy. I think it's me. I don't think it's a table.
Oh my gosh. You know?
So I was like, man, dude. I mean, that's as good as it. That's as good as it got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Alan, what'd you get into, man?
Right. He's the only one who had
Alan
actual.
Is in a full-blown, committed, beautiful, loving relationship.
Stable.
All
right.
Alan got a hat.
Yeah.
From your girl.
Sign of stability.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. What is suede? What is that?
That's like? Right. It means like the last thing to leave your brain is something that I gave you.
Right.
Think of me.
Right. Every time.
That's it.
You put this on. Yeah. What did you do?
I think I did what most couples do during Valentine's Day, and I chartered a private plane to to the most romantic city on earth, and that's
right.
Paris.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Guys, the podcast is doing very
well. We're doing great.
The podcast is doing
great.
Very, very well.
Dude, and the airline rates to fly out of the island are very good.
For sure. For sure.
We just cooked dinner. We super low key.
Yeah, they got a 5-star French chef coming to their hotel.
Guys, the podcast is doing well. The podcast.
Now, did she give you any sort of like, you know, because there's like an expectation a little bit on the day. You know, they say a woman will say they don't care, but they do because it's a nice it's a nice affirmation of the love. So did you get any like? You better.
I got a bag of sour candy from the Grove.
All right, you can be single pretty soon. Yeah. I got a sour taste in my mouth just hearing that. Oh shit.
Yeah, when's the sweet part? This is all sour. I don't like this. This is all sour.
Oh my god, yo. Wow. Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, was that it? Was it, I mean,
that's what she got me.
Okay.
And I got her flowers and
some a house.
Other food. Oh. And a house.
And a cottage. Hillside of France.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no big deal. She got her flowers and what was the name?
Flowers and she wanted like some special she saw a commercial for some cereal. That she's like, oh, that sounds good, and I just got her that.
Oh man,
wow. The latest thing on my mind.
Alan, you struck gold. That's easy.
Yeah, relationship goals, dog.
That's good.
Relationship goals.
That's somebody who has like a realistic expectation for life.
Right.
You know?
Right. Now, I want to know how were both of your feelings not hurt by this? Like how how did you guys get past this and continue to love each other? How did you?
This was actually more than I expected we were going to do.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought
we were just going to not do anything. And then we did something.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. This year I was thinking we could just chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No Netflix.
No. Just chill, man. Man. Well, mine was cool.
Was cool. What'd you do?
Okay. So this is a lady I'm talking to right now.
Ooh.
But you know, we don't live in the same city. Mm. Classic. Right. So you know, she kind of gets a little like, hey.
Yeah.
What are we?
Whoa.
And it's a sticky situation.
Right.
Sticky situation.
Right. She's from the South, right?
She's from Iowa.
Oh, it's That's the South.
the dirty South.
Yeah,
the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, for sure.
Way above there.
Yeah, Texas and then Iowa.
Texas, Iowa, yeah. And then next to it is Alabama.
Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But, you know, it kind of catches you off guard, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like, I hadn't really thought of this. Mm-hmm. And then she was kind of like, oh, you ain't shit. Kind of thing, and you know, it was kind of a little weird. We fixed it later, but it was a little man.
Whoa,
it's a little bit. It's a little feisty. You know, like that though.
Do you think you do?
I kind of like it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, you care. You're affected.
Wow.
You're infected.
Do you think just the thing a whole Valentine's Day may have just added to the aggression?
That's 100% what it was. She actually acknowledged that later.
Okay.
She's like, this. You know, it is a bullshit corporate holiday. You know, I feel like guys get to catch up.
Right.
Valentine's Day is just weird for newish relationships because it's like, what do we
right? Just right. What's the level here? The new relationship for Valentine's Day is the hardest one
for sure
because that first one,
yeah,
it's like all right. Because if you start dating in March, well, then you already had a whole year,
right?
Yeah. But let's say you met in January,
right? And the first Valentine's Day, you can't go all out.
No.
You can scare her that way,
right? Because now I care too much,
right?
Yeah.
Right, but you don't do anything,
right?
Then it's a tough line.
Right.
You know. So.
Right. You know, Alan got it right. Sour Patch Kids.
That's it. That's it. Honestly, I should have just sent
Keep her humble.
Yeah.
Keep it humble, man.
Right.
That's our love advice for today's episode. Right. Keep this shit humble, okay? Don't let her know that you spend money on J's, all right?
You don't have to tell her. She'll find out. She'll find out. She'll find out.
Oh, man. Speaking of finding out, our top story today, an Olympian was found with $1.6 million of cocaine.
Yes.
In his possession. Mm-hmm. Let me reiterate that. A former Olympian was found with $1.6 million worth of cocaine in his possession and has been arrested.
Yeah.
And
this was in Australia.
This was in Australia. Mm-hmm. As a former Australian swimmer, I believe.
Yeah, Olympic swimmer.
Scotty Miller, is that the name, Alan?
Yeah, Scott Miller.
Scott Miller.
He got the silver and bronze medal for Australia in 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, well, see, now we know where he got the drugs from.
See.
Once he was in Atlanta in 96.
Right. Where he first made the connection.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Found the tip to Big Moomoo.
Honestly, I thought everyone who lived in Australia were just criminals anyway. I didn't know.
That's right, dude. Originally, right. Australia was originally a collection of British prisoners.
That's right.
They just ran out of space in Britain. They're like, hey, just send you down there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why they got all those wild animals. Because check me out. Because they knew, like, hey, like, they got wild stuff there.
Okay.
But these are like, this is an island full of prisoners, so we don't care. Like they
could
have
be.
Yeah, no,
could
like be. Like this is true. Like they have islands like this. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have, just sent species to?
No, where they used to send people, like, just to go die.
Right. Oh, shit. Right. Yeah. Prison islands.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, prison islands.
So Australia was essentially that. And so, yeah, we have the descendants of those.
Right.
I'm not sure about the animals part. I think animals were there already.
No, they were there before. I'm not saying they put them there to kill the prisoners.
They created the most dangerous game.
Right.
To be hunted.
They were like, kangaroos, put them in.
This is the original justice system. Kangaroo justice.
By the way, kangaroos would make great officers.
They really would.
Amazing.
Yo. Oh my god. They're pulling you over and shit.
Dude.
They're just hopping up to your window.
Dude, they in person they're scary in person.
Dude, they're massive, yo. Kangaroos are ripped.
Dude, what?
Kangaroos are ripped. Great. Okay.
You seen one in person?
Oh, dude, never. I would never approach one. I would never, dude. If I saw a kangaroo, I'd run.
Never, even in a zoo, like Alan.
I've seen, like, don't they kind of like they're kind of aggressive. I've seen them. Mm-hmm. I think they attacked Mike Epps one time.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah, you someone brought one on stage, and then Mike Epps was there, and I think it went after him.
What?
Someone brought a kangaroo on stage?
I've heard of a 2-drink minimum. Jesus Christ. Let me get a kangaroo.
Kangaroo? That's how you get on the guest list.
Yeah, you know? Dude, imagine you were the kangaroo friend. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's Jonas, the kangaroo guy, right?
Right, the kangaroo guy, yeah.
Yo, but the kangaroos are, I mean, of course they're aggressive. They're mm-hmm. fucking, I mean, you see all the testosterone coursing through their veins.
Right, yeah. right.
They gotta be, you know?
Right.
And then not to mention that they have, bags in them. So that's just got to add a lot of stress.
Pouches, that's crazy. Yeah. It takes a lot of strength carrying all those snacks.
It's got to be.
carrying all those Sour Patch Kids.
Trying to sell them to dudes on Valentine's Day. Alan's like, yeah, let me get a bag. Let me get one pouch. Get a pouch of Sour Patch.
Kangaroos. How many?
but that, I mean, I also am a little tired of like it's always the athletes that are not great mm-hmm. that always, you know, I was like committing crimes or something.
Yes.
I want to see like a real, like OJ. OJ was a real like
that's true
champion.
Right.
You know, so
he was in his prime when he did what he did.
That's right. This guy, I mean, 96 silver, bronze.
But you do need another stream of income.
You do. Even Olympians need a side gig.
Yeah, for sure. For
so
sure.
True. That's so true. You need Isaac. There's Uber. There's Lyft. Right. And they're selling cocaine.
For sure. Always an option. Tax-free income.
That's right.
Tax-free.
Dude.
It blew me away because the whole thing was like he was running this operation through Australia. So he was working with all of the cartels. Like this was like a real organized ring.
Oh, wow.
That he operated.
Oh, wow.
So the coke that he got caught with was just like light work. That's like breakfast for him. Yeah, that was just like, oh, I was going to eat this. Like, you know, but yeah, he ran like a whole thing.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was just insane.
Do you think he was swimming the drugs himself? I can get there in quick time.
There's a butterfly the whole way.
Yeah, right.
He's just on Molly. And the cartel's like, not fast enough.
Let's
get Michael Phelps on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I'm always fascinated by how the cartels move the drugs around.
Mm.
It gets more and more creative every year. So people don't know this, but you know, this is microeconomics here. When you go to your local drug dealer and you buy yourself a bag of cocaine,
okay,
you are not only paying for the cocaine you're getting at that moment. You're also paying for all the cocaine that was also caught getting it here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Because what they send here, the majority of gets caught.
Sure.
The cartels plan for that.
Oh.
They price it in.
Yes.
Like a risk fee.
Correct.
Mm.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, when you put all that into consideration, you know, running this ring, he's a smart guy, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, this guy wasn't meant to swim. He wasn't meant to swim. Right. He was obviously meant to be a politician.
That's it, yo.
You know, he had a real future.
Yeah.
real future, you know?
And yeah, the Olympic rings weren't doing it for him.
Right.
He was like, how about a drug ring? That'll be good.
You think somebody sat him down and was just like, listen, man, you got to get out the swim game. Come over here, get this real money, dog.
Get out the pool, man.
Get out
the Big Moo Moo in Atlanta's got a connect, bro.
Big Moo Moo in Atlanta.
Big Moo Moo in Atlanta, yo. He's the trap with the biggest of them.
It says that he was hiding it inside candles. That's what he started doing.
That's good.
Cocaine and candles.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's right. You blow out your candle, then you blow in.
Imagine. Like a little 3-year-old boy.
His dad's in the corner like, hurry up, son. Blow them shits out. Dad, this is the 20th time you've been to Bed Bath & Body Works this week. I need the candles.
Right.
Pumpkin
spice. These kind of people don't even look like they use candles.
No.
It wouldn't work. This isn't the right clientele for that. You got to be something realistic.
Yeah, man. In Australia, they don't use candles. They just have bushfires. Need a light? And just go outside.
Right. All to light one cigarette.
Yeah. There's just a kangaroo standing there, just a single tear falls out of his eye.
Jacked up.
Yeah.
Man.
Dude, selling it through candles, man. I mean, that's kind of like, I had a roommate in college once. He was trying to get weed back to Louisiana, where he's from. California, Louisiana. And that's how he transported it. So it feels like that's kind of like
candles also. Mm-hmm.
Bare minimum, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of like housewives, you know, they love cocaine. So that would yeah.
And
great
we
way.
We love Housewives. They're our number one demo.
Absolutely.
For Papaya Nine.
Absolutely.
Shout out all the Housewives.
Absolutely.
If listen to this right now.
Doing nothing.
Doing shit.
Doing nothing.
How's that Chardonnay? Chardonnay treating you.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you watching? What are you watching on ABC right now?
World News with David Muir.
Ugh. What are you watching right now?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so Housewives love cocaine. How do you know this?
For sure.
Experience?
Huh? Let's go on to the next story, guys. Alan, give me a towel.
That wasn't latte foam at Starbucks. Well, you know, speaking of Olympians, the Olympians have a lot of sex. It's no secret.
Yes.
They fuck a lot at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And figure skater Adam.
By the way, as they should be.
Yeah, that's true. You should be trying to procreate.
For sure.
With the 0.1% of physical specimen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Literally creating superhumans.
Here's the thing. If we were there, I don't think we'd get laid. I don't think anyone would want that.
I think you would. The thing is, you would.
What am I saying? I'm there for badminton?
Neil, there is a sport for you. There is a sport.
I'm here for archery from India. Bumodi! Yeah. Archery for money! Money!
Shoot the arrow at someone who didn't vote for him.
Just at a farmer.
No.
We support the farmers of India. Please understand. Please understand. We're stupid.
Oh man. God.
Yeah, I mean, you could go there. You could be like, yeah, I'm here for like wrestling or.
Yeah, a little wrestling or something.
You know.
Don't ask me to do it. But for sure, I'll put on the uniform. I'll look the part.
I think India and Haiti are both grossly underrepresented in the Olympics.
So.
Let me say that again. I think India and Haiti are grossly underrepresented.
For sure.
Is that the right word? Underrepresented?
Well.
Underrepresented.
Underrepresented. I think India and Haiti. I think India and Haiti are grossly underrepresented in the Olympics.
Are marginalized?
Are marginalized in the Olympics. That's right, yo.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're getting discriminated against.
Right, right.
Because we can't play your sport.
Right.
Okay?
Right, we just got woke real quick.
That's it, yo.
This got woke real quick. Whoa.
But what has Haiti ever won in the Olympics?
So, Haiti's interesting. We've had a few people. It just turns out bad every time. We had, you know, they gave Haiti a guy, you know, to like run the dude. Like he
gave him a guy.
They gave him a guy. They were like, Haiti, here's a guy.
Yeah. He's actually from Jamaica. Okay. it's like the fifth or sixth best runner in Jamaica.
Usain's Bolt, like fifth or sixth cousin.
Wow.
Nowhere near as good.
Oh, wow, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, dude, I mean, he went, like, jumped over the first hurdle, like, fell down immediately. Oh, just, no. Like, he was down.
Yeah.
The announcer called. It's like, Haiti is out! That was it. There were Haitians who, like, flew into Brazil. That was just like, all right.
Oh, my God.
Go back. Yeah, dude, it's always been stuff like that. We never really.
Oh, man. Well, that's crazy they flew. I was going to say the hardest part for the Haitian participants is probably getting lost on the boat right there.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Olympics aren't in Florida. I mean, it's a long boat ride for anybody. Man.
Dude, Indians have a horrible history in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in my lifetime, I remember one time a woman placed third in like the one of those long runs, mm-hmm. not quite like the half marathon, but like mm-hmm. a 1,200 meter, 800 meter.
And they killed her? Modi! How dare you outrun any Indian man?
We gave you shoes? Right.
We let you cook today. How dare? How dare?
Oh, Modi's just like, she will not outrun this. Got the arrow. No, but man, dude, I remember she won that bronze, and it was like, I remember, you know, my dad and I, my mom, we were all sitting there, we're like, man, this is, damn, we're proud, you know. That's hard. You know, we're proud, and yeah, that's about it. It's as high as we got. This was, I think, Athens. I'm going to say 08, okay. Whatever that was. 04, 08.
Oh, this is way back.
Yeah, this is way back.
And there have been no Indians in there since?
Not that I know of, man. Like, you're not going to find an Indian in swimming.
I'm sure there is.
Nah, dude. The Indian swim team? Come on, man. Can you imagine just a bunch of Indians lined up in Speedos?
I'm sure they'd be amazing. No, man. Aerodynamic bodies. Cut right through the water. No effort.
They just need someone to javelin us into the water. It's like a torpedo. Just rocket forward.
Somebody just spear fishing with you. Somebody... No, man. Really, no Indians.
No, man. I mean, think about an Indian drowning underwater. They'd be like, oh, he's just speaking his native tongue. Just, no.
Sorry, yeah. Do you think there would be a chance of somebody? Like, cause
I hope so, man. I mean, there's so many exceptional people in India.
Yes.
You know, but a lot of
athletic people, too.
A lot of them. But the problem is that, you know, a lot of this, the wealthy people that, you know, run the systems that allow you to get to the Olympics are corrupt as hell. And so you're just searching for people within those circles. And those people are lazy, more or less, because they've got money.
Is it the same way with, is cricket in the Summer Olympics too?
Cricket's not in the Olympics. Just think, we would sweep that.
Yeah, you guys would dominate.
Yeah, we still dominate cricket. That's our shit.
Looks like in 2016, India got one silver and one bronze.
In?
Let me look that up.
Okay. It's going to be archery and like sandalwood.
Okay. So someone got it in the women's singles badminton.
Hey!
Silver. There
you
go.
I knew it.
Look at you. It was Neil secretly disguised.
Just Joanna Man the Olympics.
Right. Put on a wig, style the beard. Right.
Oh my god, still got my full beard. Wow, that's a beautiful woman.
Man, you know, man, I was watching this documentary about how corrupt like the cricket the organization internationally.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favorite thing was watching like white, like European players complain about how corrupt. Like I felt like I was watching like comics get bummed at open mics. They were just like all the European players. It was just like, we showed up at 2 p.m. and put our name on the list. And we never got a chance to play. And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I just loved the thought of just Indians going, fuck these white people. Just like crossing them off.
Yeah. They performed for 3 days.
I love it. I love it. Maybe they like I think there was one where it was just like, oh, we played this one team in India and it was just like they won.
Yeah.
And the Indian council was like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. The guy's like, it's recorded. He's like, no, it's not. They deleted it. Never seen it.
Yo, wow.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know it got that deep, but I loved it.
Oh, man.
I loved it.
It got that deep.
You know, how do you build a crime syndicate around cricket? Like, how do you... You know, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think...
A sport so innocent and sweet.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of... I don't know exactly how you would build that. Like, the players got to be in on it on some level. Mm-hmm. At least the stars. Those are kind of the pawns.
Right.
But you think they're, like, throwing matches and, like, you know, how deep does this go?
Well, statistically, Neil, you know, you probably have someone you're related to in the syndicate. Now, you can... Now, if you can get in there and really find out what's going on.
Let me call my grandma.
For sure. For sure. Don't find out what's going on. I want in.
Right.
I want in.
Dude. I mean, gosh. How would I? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'll look into it for you, man.
For sure.
We'll do a follow-up story on that.
Please.
We'll do a follow-up story on that. But, you know, the Olympians, they are fucking.
Yeah.
Right, as
you oh, yeah, that's right. We were on
that's where we started.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where we started, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, figure skater Adam Rippon. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Rippon. Oh, you good?
I'm good.
Oh, you good.
I actually need water.
Okay.
I actually need water.
You go.
It's empty.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's just my backwash. Yeah.
That was a really bad Pepsi commercial. Someone slides an empty Pepsi can.
Yeah. Daniel Craig slides an empty Pepsi right. can to a kid.
Justin Timberlake gets it. He's like,
he spits in his face. Right. Did you know that? Did you know Justin Timberlake is notorious for spitting in waitresses' faces?
I mean, they probably asked for it. He probably. I'm pretty confident. I asked him.
Sing a senorita again.
Wow. I'm kinda, I asked him.
Anyway, side note.
Yeah. Justin he told Timberlake. Me no when I asked.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Wow.
You were looking for it. You were too thirsty for it. Justin, I need something in my mouth. Wow.
Okay.
Sing it for me.
So this skater.
Yeah, okay. So skater. So he mm-hmm. was caught. Thank you. So this mm-hmm. Olympic skater, Adam Rippon, was caught with, quote, thousands of condoms in his backpack.
Nice.
Prepared to fuck at nice. The Olympics. Good for him. I just thought they were going raw.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I did. Listen, I went to college. I also went to college with 1,000 condoms.
Oh, okay.
Didn't use any of them. After no, 4 years, no after on, 4 years, okay. they were intact. Aaron, so good for this guy.
I've tried to use them now, and they do not work.
Ladies, they're still great. So I mean, okay. So with this guy, mm-hmm. he has all these condoms, right? Yeah. You said 1,000.
Thousands.
Okay. Do we know the brand?
We don't, but there's okay. a huge endorsement deal sitting right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like the cheap lifestyle. Like, they're all like lifestyle condoms.
Yeah, the ones that come like in the, it's the plastic's more rubber than the condom itself.
You rip the condom trying to take it out. What? Dog.
For lube, it just says spit on it.
Spit on your condom to activate the lubricant.
Dude, those are the ones that are made in like Taiwan and in Bangladesh,
sure.
you know?
For sure. You got to get the good German condoms.
You got to get, dude, German engineered condoms.
Mm-hmm.
The really? Best money can buy.
The best. Yeah. The best.
Yeah, yeah.
The brand is important to me, you know?
Yeah.
It says a lot about the size.
Oh, I see. You're worried about the size.
For sure.
Okay.
I want to know.
But I don't know. Wait.
I'm sure he's like
packing. Figure skater? He's probably got a big old dick.
For sure. Think about all the chicks he's around, too.
Think about that. Dude, just resistance. You know?
Dude, that's a missing market of like, I'm surprised straight guys have not penetrated that. Way more. Like the figure skating game. Like, like there's a lot of like gorgeous women in
it,
there.
It might be too much for a straight man to handle.
Really?
You know?
To lift it, see it over. The
just, yeah. And to keep concentrating on spinning.
Oh, for sure.
On ice.
Yeah. For sure. I can do both. I can do both.
Is Adam Rippon, is he gay, Alan?
I don't think.
Does he come out?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Because if he's not, good for him. We're wearing all those condoms because you.
Right.
That's a lot of responsibilities.
Right. But I mean, if he's European, he goes both ways. So. Because that's.
I think everybody's a little gay now. It's safe to say, like, nobody's just. No, anyone that's aggressively straight now,
mm-hmm.
it's like, just stop.
It's crazy, man, dude. I have no ounce of gay in me, man.
That sweatshirt says otherwise.
All those colors.
Want something with neon purple, neon blue.
Put it all in one sweater. I'll pick it up in Melrose in an hour.
I'll bring my chihuahua Fifi with me.
I typed in, is Adam Rippon gay, into Google? And it says yes.
It didn't even search anything. Right. Just Google just popped up.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, all right. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
That's how he can handle all the amount of beautiful women around him.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he could have both.
He could have both.
Man. Dude, that's a lot. Dude.
Thousands. So think about this. The Olympics is how long?
Is it like a week?
It's not a week, bro. The Olympics aren't a week.
Pretty confident.
Not going to get the Olympics done in a week. There's so many rounds of shit and you got to like qualify.
No. It's more than a week?
It's got to be more than a week.
Wow. A month?
The actual games last 16 days.
16 days. Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, just do in between. Okay, yeah, okay, 16 days. So in 16 days, let's say you have 1,000 condoms.
Mm-hmm.
That's math I can't even do. That's math. 1,600, 100, 16, 16, 32, 48, 64, 80, 96.
Wow. Folks, you're watching a real-life Indian crunch numbers right now. Yeah. This is 16, what he does. 16,
32, 48. Don't forget, 64. Okay, 80, 96.
It's like watching A Beautiful Mind over
here. I'm beautiful, Dosa. So six, that's six into 100.
Yeah.
Times 10, that's 60 fucks in 16 days.
Damn.
I don't know if you saw that Jackie Chan movie, Around the World in 80 Days, but there's no way he was fucking that much.
In between all the training.
That's true. You got to also compete.
Right. His diet. You know?
So that's 60 fucks in 16 days. Wow. That breaks down to 16, 32,
right.
48. 48. That's three fucks a day.
Yeah.
How is he gonna do that?
I mean, but they're taking stuff too. You know, they're on hormones. And, you know, they're all taking stuff.
No, not even the adrenaline, like the ability to do it three times a day, but just like finding three people. Right. Unless you find one person, you know, maybe beforehand you set up a kind of an acquaintance.
What if you go six at a time? What is the math on that?
6 condoms at a time. Nothing skating out of here. Shit. Dude. That's funny. 6 at a time.
The only thing he's leaving with is a gold medal. Dog. Wow.
Oh, man.
Man, I would... Do you guys remember like your first condom experience? Like your first
condom experience?
Yeah, like Alan, you remember?
It's probably just like what's on my mind. I was like, is this right?
Right, right. I feel like my first time I rolled it one way and then tried to roll the other way and you realize you can't do that.
Right.
So I got a second one. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little emotional talking about it. First,
I got a second one.
Dude, the worst when a condom breaks, that's tough. It's a tough one, especially if you don't have another one on you.
Right. First time I touched one, scared me.
Okay.
I didn't know it was so slimy.
Yeah, they are slimy. Yeah.
I didn't know. So, like, I thought it was like, you know, you see the movies, you just open it up and put it on.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I'm so ready. And I ripped it open. It's just stuff all over my hands. And it was just like immediately boner kill.
You know what's funny? Because I always see that condoms shown in comedy movies.
Yes.
And every other movie, they're going raw. Like,
right. Yeah, right.
Right. Whatever the moment is happening.
Right.
Batman Begins.
Right. Right.
Raw.
Right.
Yeah. Shrek.
Right.
Raw, dude.
Right. Right. But in all fairness, if I was a woman, like, you know, Seth Rogen, you're using a condom.
Knocked Up is only going to be the title.
Right. Like, you're using, you know, comedic actors are using a condom. Ben Affleck is fine. Batman Ben Affleck? Yeah, he's
good. Seth Rogen probably with all that weed is sterile. Right now. But,
you know, nothing comes out.
His semen just comes out laughing.
with that laugh.
Yeah, his genuine laugh. Dude, think about it. Dude, Shrek probably did not use a condom, bro.
Man, that's a deep one.
Dude, it was a deep one. Yeah, no. That's for sure.
Shrek?
That's for sure.
But here's the thing. You know, Fiona also looked like she was allergic to latex.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like
The main
ogre Fiona.
That's right. Oh, that's true. We got to distinguish. Right. Okay, between female Fiona and ogre Fiona.
Ogre Fiona. Like, there's no condom holding up. You can look at her and tell.
No, you can't make a condom big enough.
No, it's gonna disintegrate. That's right.
It's gonna disintegrate inside of her.
Disintegrate.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So there's nothing,
because the ogre semen, ogre sex juices are potent.
Really?
Oh man, trust me.
But I also heard they heal.
Ogre semen heals.
Yeah, they heal arthritis.
Just in the nursing homes, like, here you go, Mrs. Daughtry. Just wiping on her forehead. This will help your joint pain. But regular human Fiona, you gotta use a condom, right? I mean,
no, you gotta go raw.
You
got to go raw with human. Yeah, human Fiona was like, for sure.
So either way, we're going raw. You have no choice. Yeah. Shrek is going raw no matter what. Okay.
Which is great, because no condoms were invented then. So
that's right.
Really great time for me to be. But
Puss in boots.
Yeah.
Probably using a condom. Probably first one.
Yeah.
The hat.
You think he does it like with the boots on?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Wow. I mean, little puss in boots. Yeah. That's like, means he's fucking in boots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
Puss in boots definitely has consent issues as well.
You think so?
He does. He's always trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
He doesn't take no for an answer either. Yeah.
He really doesn't.
He's
really
the Pepe Le Pew.
That's it, dude. Yeah. Just because he's French, he can get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, French people get away with it.
That's a French dudes get away with a lot of sexual shit.
Yeah. You guys ever see like French movies?
Yeah.
Super rapey.
Oh, yeah, dude. Really?
Super rapey.
Dude, 400 Blows.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
That's a movie for real?
Yeah, it's a French movie.
400 Blows?
400 Blows. Wow. And it's about blowjobs. No, it's not. It's like a very, I think it's a story about a man who ultimately kills himself or walks into the ocean or something. But yes, French cinema, very horny.
Yeah.
But it's tasteful.
Yes, that's the thing.
Tasteful,
they get away
horny.
But like just barely tasteful.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man, I haven't watched porn in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And like, I almost don't want to go back to it. Because I just know how American porn, and now just all porn, so raw,
right?
You know, it's like a majority of the frame is a dude's cock,
right?
You know,
right?
Yeah. And you're like looking at his cock and you're like, dude's dick, man. I don't know.
American guys are flashy too, man. They talk and stuff, dude.
Yeah,
they want the camera just as much as the, you're like, get off the camera. Get off.
Motherfucker's an auctioneer just in the back. Like, hey, I got a thrust here. I'm going to come once, come twice, come twice. Modi!
Dude, the black ones are the worst because, like, it's weird. Like, so the male talent, like, he'll have, like, chains on and stuff. Like he's going and you hear it, like, going. You're like, dude. And then what's worse is, like, the cameraman is also, like, putting in commentary. So he's, like, egging him on, like, just giving him words of encouragement, you know. I remember, like, one time I watched the whole thing, and at the end, like, he does the money shot.
Yeah.
And the cameraman goes, man, nigga, I don't even want it no more.
Wow. I don't even want it. He was like, he's just been on set for like 4 hours.
He was like literally egging the dude. He was like, yeah, get in there. Then homie, Lisa for me. No, I don't even want it no more.
Lisa for me. Yeah, he's jerking him off. Yeah. Come on, man.
I don't even want it. And then it just ended. I was like, this is bad.
Oh my God.
This is bad, dude. Yeah. African Americans, we can do a little bit. This Black History Month, let's do a little better. With the
that's right, dude.
With the pornos,
that's right, man. Let's do a little better with porno, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I feel good. It's been almost a month, man.
What are Indian pornos like?
It's homemade. That's for sure. Mini DVR. Mm-hmm. Usama had a bit about this, and it's so spot on. It's like Indian porn titles are just like the bare bones. What it is? It's like boobs, pussy, cum. Usama's got a great bit about this, dude. I'll show it to you after this. It's so great. And he's like, sometimes it has location. It's like, pussy cum, boobs, Mumbai. I'm butchering it. It's so good.
No, conceptually, though, that's hilarious.
It's so good, dude. But you know, it's always kind of set up. You know, it's like a little far from the bed, you know, so you can get the full body.
Do they blur the penis?
That's actually what Indian dudes' penises look like. They're so stigmatized. They just come out and just blur the penis.
Comes out censored.
Yeah, exactly, yo. But you know the girls, you know, it's kind of the guy's kind of always looking at the camera, watching himself a little bit, you know. But yeah. I imagine that's a part of making a porno. You get watch yourself.
Yeah.
Do it, and the girls just kind of just. Let's get this over with. Let's get this over. You know, this guy's obviously like an IT freak. Yeah. You know, he's like, oh, I just got this video camera. You know, it's new technology, mini DV tape. Okay. And then he uploads it, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Shares it to his homies.
Dude, do you remember, well, I don't, of course you weren't there, but.
You've never seen Indian porn, by the way?
No, no, no. I mean, this is the closest I've got. This is the closest I got to it. So when you're in Tampa, Bollywood came to Tampa one year. And it was just like
just Bollywood,
the Bollywood Awards.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the Bollywood Awards. Gotcha. This was like, wow. Yeah. Came to Tampa.
Wow.
And huge. Nobody in Tampa knew like how big this was.
Yeah.
But it was just like they booked out Amalie Arena where The Weeknd performed.
Oh, okay, wow. Got it.
They booked out Amalie Arena and sold it out.
Yeah, of course.
And we were just like, we don't know what's happening, but it's like it's brown people all over Tampa.
Wow. Yeah.
And like the women were gorgeous.
Oh, sure.
My good, the actresses.
Yeah.
But apparently there were a couple like women there too who also did porn.
Okay.
That just go.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they're not getting no honored mentions or anything.
Yeah. In fact, put her in the back.
You know, but you know, they get flown out.
Right.
They get flown out. You know. And dude, they were hot too.
Of course.
They were hot.
Dude, Indian women are beautiful. Amongst the most beautiful in the world.
Right. But yeah. I wish people were exposed to
well, like, that's the thing. Those aren't the ones making the homemade porno.
Oh, they're not?
No, it's always like the guy, the wife, who's got too much shit to do.
Is it a guy who looks like you, Neil?
Neil? Catch me on RedTube.
Neil's like,
sorry, go ahead. Go. So
I was going to say, catch me on Red Dot. I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm quitting.
My channel name is Shrek Ogre Cock.
Shrek Ogre Cock. Mumbai.
Oh, man.
Man.
That's incredible, man. Well, hey, listen, folks. That's the end of our episode. We love y'all so much. Please comment, subscribe, comment. We will be back with more Papaya 9 next week. Please take care of yourselves. Alan?
Whoop.
Here we go.
Peace.
Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.